Hi Manu, good evening. How are you doing today?
Good evening, Pavja. I am doing good. How are you?
All well, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be your coach today. Do I have your permission to record this session for academic purposes?
Absolutely.
Thank you. So just to set out, this is a safe space and I invite you to take a few moments to center yourself or think about what we're discussing today.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we are good to go.
So, what would you like to discuss today?
Yeah, Pavja, there is something which is what I want to discuss is basically what is going on right now in my organization. Okay, so in the past 1 year, we have been working on a project, and this project is very futuristic, actually. So, and I have been personally very passionate about this project, and it's one of my pet projects. So, but today we are at a crossroad that after working for 1 year, so we have to take a decision whether to proceed with this project or not. And on one side, my team is of the opinion that this project is very futuristic and we don't have a market for it right now. And even if we work for on it, we may not have the revenue coming out of it in the near future. Okay, so but I am on the other side. I am alone on the other side, and I also don't see a market right now. But I strongly believe that the product itself has great potential to create its own market. Okay, so now I don't want my passion and my interest on the topic to come in the way of me taking an informed decision. Okay, at the same time, the inner me tells me that no, Manu, it's not like this, because if you're passionate and you and when you persevere and when you have sheer grit, you create good innovative products. So I am a bit lost in my own thoughts.
Okay. So I hear that you are passionate about a project. I hear that you are contemplating a decision on going ahead or not. I hear you want to make an informed decision. Tell me more about making an informed decision.
I think for me, I have a lot of things I know about this. Okay. So we have a lot of data on the table. Everything is there. But everything points out to the fact that we shouldn't go ahead. Okay. But that is the scenario what we know about things right now. Things can change, okay, and we do not know much about the future. So there is a lot of ambiguity about the future, about how things will span out. Okay, it can go either ways. That's a fair thing to say. But the question is, do I look at only the data and then make a decision? Or we also look at a certain amount of what your gut says in terms of going forward. Okay, so that is where I'm stuck.
Okay, so I hear that you believe that this project can be a success. I hear that you are now contemplating whether you should go with the data or with your belief. Can you tell me a little bit more about your passion for this project?
The thing is that once if you are able to crack this, I think this particular project will support quite a lot of how do I say that?
Anya?
This is on an agri-based stuff. So this can help quite a lot of people who are new to agriculture, okay, and new to farming. Okay, so that is something which is very passionate for me. Okay, so if even if I am not able to get to the 100% of what I have to achieve, or even if we get to that 70%, I think that is good enough. Okay, so since we are supporting something on a grassroots level, that is why I am extremely passionate about it. Okay, so that is the passion behind it.
So I hear you want to help people. I hear that you are passionate about supporting people. So what are we exploring today?
I think in my view, there are a couple of things which are in my head. One is that my passion should not come in the way of taking an informed decision. That is one part of it. The second part of it is also how do I convince the rest of the team to actually be on my side. Okay, so I really do not know how to further go about this. Okay, maybe it's something which is to do with me having a better view of the whole thing, or something like that.
So I hear that you want to make an informed decision. I hear that you want to convince your team members. And it seems that you are contemplating how to move forward. Would that be correct?
I think how to move forward. Yes,
How to
that
move
would be a
forward.
right way to put it. Yeah.
Sure. So when you say moving forward, what does that mean, Dane?
I think it's I think the second part of what I said, I think one thing is very important that for me is that whatever I have in my mind, I think everyone should be in that same page. Okay, so maybe they don't have my team doesn't have the complete picture of things as I see it in front of them. Okay, so maybe that could be one thing maybe which is lacking. I think so.
So you feel that you'd like to give your team the full picture? Would that be, or you feel moving forward will help?
Yeah, I think if I have to move forward in this whole thing, then I think everyone should be on the same page. I think I need to communicate more on what I see as potential. Okay, even though there has been a lot of discussions around this topic, I think that whatever I see as potential, others are not able to see. Maybe that is the whole topic. And my passion and interest for this topic comes over it, and the rest of the facts are just diluted under it. I think that could be the thing. Yeah.
And what makes moving forward important now?
I think we have to take it. It is important for us to take a call right now because we have to plan or utilize our resources in a proper way. We are a very small company, so it is important for us to actually plan and go forward. And if we have to do something, we will have to do it before the next crop cycle. So that starts in June. Okay, so the decision is very important to be taken right now.
So I hear that you want to communicate the potential of the project to the team, and I hear that the decision is important now. What would be the future impact of moving forward on this decision to you?
I think the future impact, I will have to split it in two, actually. So the first thing is, if we don't take the decision now, we will lose 1 year. Okay, that is the future impact of the decision. Okay, if we take the decision to go ahead with the project, if you take the decision to not to go ahead with the project, then we lose all the momentum and data what we have created until now. Okay, so and we'll have to restart again if you have to restart at some point of time.
And what is the purposefulness of taking this or moving forward in your life, right now, in your life?
I think the purposefulness is actually to if we go ahead with this project, I think it will, and if we are able to crack the code, then I think it will help a lot of people. Okay, I think then this particular product can take our company places. Okay, so that is the future impact of the right decision to be made today.
So I hear that you want to help a lot of people with this project. I hear that it also, you believe it has the potential to take the company forward. What is becoming clearer to you now?
I think it is important for me to give the to write down in because my I have the ability to actually break down complex stuff into simple things in my head. Okay, so I may not be I am not I think I am not communicating the complete picture to the team in simple ways. Maybe I don't have the time or I am not communicating properly. So I think it is I think I'll have to do it. So I think that is the whole thing that I have to break down this complex things into simple stuff. And yeah.
Yeah, I hear that you have the ability to break down this complex thing to simple tasks. I hear you want to communicate to the team what the potential that you see.
Yes.
Yeah. So what needs to shift in your perspective to communicate the potential simply to your team?
I think I should be less carried away by the passion and the interest I have for the topic. And get into simplify things for the team.
And what needs your attention to communicate this potential sum?
I think lot of things needs my attention, so I am like thinking. So I think one of the most important thing is actually do that breakdown myself, okay, and then so that is so I am not doing that, okay. So I think I need to do that. That is where I need to something which I have to really do.
And now with these new realizations, what new actions would be useful for you to take?
I think couple of things I need to take. One is to actually simplify all this topic, and I think I need to create a mind map of what things to be done and what how to break it down. And the second thing is to have a plan to have a plan for the project, not for the complete thing, but for near milestones, so that people don't get overwhelmed by the enormous nature of the project. And to actually cut down it will also help to cut down the ambiguity of the future and also ambiguous nature of the project.
So here you want to make the project clearer for your team. You want to make it
Yeah,
simpler and easier for them.
simpler and easier for the team.
What resources do you need to take these actions?
I don't need particularly need any resource. It's my own time and effort which I need actually to do this.
How will you be accountable to these actions?
I think that's a good question. So I think I have my partner to actually look into it. Okay. So I think that is, and my partner and co-founder to look into this actually. So then it will make much more sense.
So this he'll be like an accountability partner
Yeah.
and your co-founder. Is there anything I can do to help?
As of now, there is nothing, but thanks actually. You help me declutter my mind. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else you would like to discuss?
No, nothing as of now.
Thank you. So are we okay to close this session?
Sure, thanks. Thanks, Pavaja, for your time.
Thank you, Manu. Thank you. We're done.